Hello, today the church celebrates Thursday of the second week of Lent, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today's parable isn't meant to criticize wealth itself. Rather, it prompts those who have more than enough to consider whether they are sharing with others who are in need. Are we doing our part to reduce the gap between those who have plenty and those who have very little? Although possessions are not inherently evil, they should not divert our attention from those in the world who have so little. In the parable, the rich man is criticized for using his wealth only for his own benefit, which shows his indifference towards others. Although we may not consider ourselves wealthy, we can still become complacent towards the poor. The story raises an important question of whether we are even aware of the poverty that exists around us and among us. The parable doesn't have an ending, which leaves us wondering if the five brothers ever received the message about the negative outcomes of neglecting individuals who are experiencing poverty. This allows us to create our own conclusion about how we will live our lives, having learned about the contrast between the temporary wealth of this world and the eternal riches of God's kingdom.